Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, December 19th. You'll be interested to know. 27 years ago, today, in 1998, President Bill Clinton faced formal impeachment proceedings in the House of Representatives over charges related to personal misconduct, marking a rare constitutional test of presidential accountability. That moment became a defining milestone in modern civic life by prompting renewed public debate about ethical leadership and strengthening norms of oversight in national governance. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 3 feet. Conditions stay clean until late morning when it bumps up to 3+ feet. Winds are sideshore at 0 miles per hour, shifting to onshore at 4 miles per hour by noon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 6-foot incoming high tide, when the west swell is 2 feet at 11 seconds and the sideshore wind is 0 mile per hour. The first high tide on Friday will be 6 feet at 7:45 a.m., followed by a -0.5-foot low tide at 3:15. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with waves around 2 to 3 feet on Saturday, offering a great morning session. As the day progresses, winds shift to onshore, making the afternoon choppy but still rideable. Sunday sees a steady increase in swell with consistent 2+ foot sets, though conditions become choppy later in the day. Monday drops back to 1 to 2 feet with fair conditions prevailing. This morning, it's mostly sunny and it feels like 60 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:46 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:50. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today with a high near 71 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect patchy fog after 10 p.m. with mostly cloudy skies, a low around 53, and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather. Saturday starts with patchy fog before 10 a.m., then becomes partly sunny with a high near 68 and light south winds. Sunday and Monday stay mild with highs around 70 and near 69 respectively and overnight lows around 54. Then rain showers are likely Tuesday after 10 a.m. with a high near 67 and lingering showers Tuesday night with lows near 57. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, an unusual fog bank has lingered in California's Central Valley for 25 days since November 21st. Known as Tule fog, this dense mist appears nightly around 8 p.m. and typically lifts shortly after sunrise. Visibility often drops below a quarter mile, creating hazardous driving conditions, and meteorologists predict it will persist until late this week. This fog forms when humidity becomes trapped in the valley, which is situated between the coastal range and the Sierra Nevada. With no rain recorded in Sacramento this December, the cold air continues to condense moisture, resulting in thick fog that could dissipate with a slight warm-up next week. Now on to sports. Sam Darnold connected with Jackson Smith-Njigba for a touchdown in overtime, then hit a wide-open Eric Saubert for the winning 2-point conversion And the Seattle Seahawks rallied from a 16-point fourth-quarter deficit to stun the Los Angeles Rams 38-37 on Thursday night and take a one-game lead in the NFC West. The Seahawks went 3-for-3 on two-point conversions, none more improbable than the one that tied the game at 30-all in the fourth quarter. Seattle clinched a playoff spot and moved into position for the top seed in the National Football Conference, while Los Angeles faces a road playoff opener if it cannot overtake the Seahawks in the final 2 weeks of the season. In local sports, the Chargers, with a record of 10 wins and 4 losses, are set to face the Dallas Cowboys, who hold a record of 6 wins, 7 losses, and 1 tie, on Sunday at 10 on Fox. The Chargers are looking to secure a playoff spot with a win, while the Cowboys face elimination with a loss. Keep an eye on Chargers cornerback Dante Jackson, who is ranked in the top 10 in interceptions and pass breakups. For the Cowboys, quarterback Dak Prescott is under pressure against one of the league's best pass defenses. In top news, North Korea stole $2 billion in cryptocurrency in 2025, according to new research. This marks the second consecutive year that North Korea's extensive hacking operation has set a new record. A report from the blockchain watchdog company Chainalysis revealed that the country surpassed its previous record of $1.3 billion. In total, North Korea has stolen around $6.8 billion in cryptocurrency. A significant portion of the theft came from a hack of the Dubai-based cryptocurrency exchange Bybit, where approximately $1.5 billion was taken, primarily in Ethereum. Experts note that North Korea's hackers often fraudulently obtain technical jobs abroad, facilitating further thefts. In business news, TikTok has signed a deal to sell its U.S. business to 3 American investors, including Oracle and Silver Lake, ensuring the popular social video platform can continue operating in the United States. The deal is expected to close on January 22nd, according to an internal memo seen by the Associated Press. The U.S. venture will have a new 7-member majority American board of directors, and it will protect Americans' data and U.S. national security. TikTok's algorithm will be retrained on U.S. user data to ensure the content feed is free from outside manipulation. This deal marks the end of years of uncertainty about TikTok's future in the United States. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% for the week to about $87,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $2,900. And XRP is down 8% to $1.84. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. On December 18th, 2025, an enormous 68-million-year-old egg, nicknamed The Thing, was excavated in Antarctica. The fossil egg, laid during the late Cretaceous, measures about 11 inches long and 8 inches wide, making it the largest soft-shelled egg ever found. Researchers initially thought it resembled a deflated bag, yet it revealed a delicate wall under a microscope. This significant find suggests that at least one marine reptile laid soft-shelled eggs in water, offering insights into ancient reproductive strategies. The study was published in the journal Nature, highlighting the egg's importance in understanding prehistoric life. News. Hugh Jackman transforms into a rugged Robin Hood in the first look at the new A24 film, The Death of Robin Hood. This film, directed by Michael Sarnowski, tackles the myth head-on. Jackman shares that his character embodies scars, pain, regret, and yes, love. Sarnowski, who spent a year in Northern Ireland on this project, promises a unique perspective on the legendary character. He explains that Robin Hood is a real man facing his past and how he is portrayed. The film will premiere in theaters in 2026. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "The foundation stones for a balanced success are honesty, character, integrity, faith, love, and loyalty." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.